The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
And how do you deal with triplets who are 2.5 years old? Triplets. Imagine that. 3 young ones running around. But one of the girls has a problem. She's the problem kid. She has to be the center of attention. She takes the toys. She feels that anything anyone else has is better than her own. So if her siblings have a toy that she wants, she grabs it out of their hands. Now her brothers and sisters can play very calmly. She enters the room and it's all chaotic after that. One worried mom projects into her teenage years and says, "What's going to happen then? You know, if this is the way my daughter is now, I'm going to have my hands full and she's going to be in a lot of trouble in her teenage years." Here's the woman who has triplets. See what you think. "Dear Dr. Kenner, I have triplets, 2 girls and 1 boy, who are now 2.5 years old." So picture that. Just picture even the baby carriage trying to carry these kids when they were infants, and now they're toddlers running around, and you have to have, instead of, you know, how do you take care of 3 little kids, toilet training 3 little kids? And she continues, "Ever since one of my daughters, Amy, started to crawl around, she shows the behavior of, quote, 'Whatever someone else is doing is more fun than what I'm doing.'" So you can picture this kid always barging into whatever anyone's doing, you know, not respecting any boundaries. Well, she's 2.5 years old. She continues, "And my daughter also, Amy also says, 'Whatever someone else has is better,' not that she says, but she this is the behavior she exhibits, 'Whatever someone else has is better than my own.' She takes toys. She has to be the center of any activity. She has the personality trait of a people pleaser. She's a great little helper and follows directions well. She's responsive to praise and affection." So the mom has 2 questions. The first question is, with her needing to be the center of attention and needing to please others, will she be enticed into wrong behavior by peer pressure later as a preteen or teenager? So again, she's 2.5 years old and mom's projecting a very negative future. And mom also asks, her behavior is affecting her relationship with her brother and her sister. They get along better with each other than they do with her. She interrupts their play. So how worried should I be given that she's so young? She's 2.5 years old. Marianne. Okay. So the mom has done some good things. This was a much longer email. She's given her daughter Amy some individual attention, and she's let her help her in productive ways, maybe helping, you know, get a family meal together. She catches her being good, so she's got a lot of good skills. So Marianne, here's the advice.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
She catches her being good, so she's got a lot of good skills. So, Marianne, here's the advice. I would ask yourself, who does this daughter remind you of? She's only 2.5 years old, and you're already saying she's got a personality trait of a people pleaser. She's in the beginning of forming who she's going to be, not at the end of it. And I know the young years are very important, but they're also, kids are very flexible, and their personality can change dramatically. So what think of who she reminds you of. Does she remind you of a sister or a friend or an aunt or maybe your mother? Observe how you treat your own daughter. Observe how you treat Amy, because you may be treating her in subtle ways that are making her look like a people pleaser, making her feel that she's left out and she has to barge in order to get noticed. Another parent might see your child and not conclude that she's a people pleaser, or not conclude that she's needs to have something that's always better than her own. Another mother might see her and say, "Hey, Amy's got a lot of curiosity. What a doll. You know, she's so curious at what the other two are doing, and she asks such neat questions, and she's looking to figure out her world. And she may need some skills to understand her boundaries, but she wouldn't see it as a negative trait." Also, in terms of taking the other kids' toys, I set really clear guidelines with my kids. And even when we went visiting, my kids knew what's called the trader principle, T-R-A-D-E-R. When my kids went to visit other kids, we brought a bag of toys so that they could trade and they would respect each other's property rights. So I wouldn't call it a trade at such a young age that Amy is somehow a people pleaser or Amy is the annoying kid on the sidelines or Amy's going to have trouble in her teenage years. That's a parenting mistake to predict a negative future. Parents do it all the time. Your room's such a mess, you'll never make anything of yourself. That's called predicting a negative future. You don't want to do that to yourself or to her.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
Oh, for goodness sake, I'm a happily married man. Maris means the world to me. Why, just the other day, I kissed her for no reason whatsoever.
And there's a book called The Sex-Starved Marriage. And in that book, the author Michelle Weiner Davis talks about how she can pick out a couple that's in love and having very good sex from a crowd. You just look at a crowd and you just can tell who are the ones who are connecting. You know, what are the subtle manifestations of the hand-holding, the hugging? I was driving home the other day and I saw a car parked and I looked a little closer and it was young teenagers kissing in the front seat. Now, teenagers, young adults, I'm not sure. But it was just wonderful to see. You know, usually you don't see that in broad daylight. And they were very romantic. So just think about your own relationship. What's going well in it? And in terms of sex, what's not going well? What is the number one sex problem, do you think, that people have in marriage or in a relationship? Think of your own relationship. Think of a past one. What was your main complaint sexually? Later in the show, I'll be talking with Michelle Weiner Davis, author of The Sex-Starved Marriage.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Some seemingly innocuous habits can be a real source of annoyance to a partner, such as leaving the toilet seat up, ignoring crumbs on the floor, throwing dirty clothes about, or driving recklessly. Both partners have to decide how dangerous or important negative habits are, and they should make a serious effort to change those that are a real source of friction. Bad habits can be changed more easily than bad personality traits, such as impoliteness or tactlessness, because although habits function automatically, they are more limited in scope than traits. Changing habits, however, still requires a deliberate, conscious focus.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.